So, the point of all of this sidetrack discussion was for you to get this paradigm ingrained in you that five senses have a limit. Where the five senses end, the reason of a human being begins. And where reason ends, wahi begins. Wahi has its own spirit. Now, the other thing to keep in mind from this paradigm is that wahi is far superior to reason. Now that we've established this principle, then you should realize that wahi should therefore be the focus of our lives. We've been blessed with this extra source of knowledge. Most people in the world today, they use their five senses, and they use their intellect, and it ends there. We have the ability to appreciate the fact that what wahi truly is. That's what the Muslims do. They have a wahi which has been preserved, and they have an appreciation for wahi. So it behooves us as Muslims to place the majority of our efforts seeking connection and knowledge of the wahi. And this is the biggest mistake that people make in this day, the Muslims are making in this day and age. They spend 25, 30 years studying intellect, studying theories, studying science, and they spend a week studying the deen. Or they spend a month studying the deen. Or if you get lucky, they spend 2 or 3 years studying the deen. What is there? How can you compare? The science that we learn today, and we think it's so great and so dominating and we act so big about it, all of this will be flipped over and overturned in the future. Read the scientists of the past. Read their work. 90% of it is no longer true or valid. The medicine practiced 500 years ago, it would never be practiced today. There was no essence, there was no reality in it. Eventually science may attain some degree of reality. But the truth of the matter is that the real essence of our being is in the wahi. So why spend so much time studying the knowledges of this world when we've been given the wahi? And so this is something that we're not going to go into too much detail on, but I think each of us should reflect on how much time have we spent learning kalamun nas, the words of other people, Shakespeare or Newton or Watson and Crick or whoever it might be, and how much time have we spent studying kalamullah, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Think about it, reflect upon it, because that's what we're here to do, to think about how we've driven our lives and how we want to, in the future, guide ourselves along this path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created within this world. The other thing to realize, and I think this is probably the most, to me, it's the most unique and most beautiful point about the wahi, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicates with man. That to me is subhanAllah. Incredible. Incredible. We don't think about it. None of us have sat down and thought about it. Or otherwise we would be far developed in our deen. The way to understand this concept is to take an analogy within our world. So if you spend some time with IT professionals, and there might be some within the audience here, they'll tell you that compatibility is essential for any two pieces of hardware to communicate. Compatibility is essential for any two pieces of hardware to communicate. I can't just take any piece of hardware and plug it into my computer unless I have the proper drivers and unless that hardware has been interfaced and designed in order to communicate with the hardware into which I'm plugging it. Right? So you need compatibility. You need some degree of similarity between two objects for them to communicate to one another. Now, if you take that paradigm in mind and you take it one step further, you look at it this way, we can't communicate with ants. Right? I don't have the ability to communicate with ants. Why? Because we're different. There are certain differences between us that prohibit me from communicating with that type of creation. Despite the fact that we're both made out of carbon atoms, we're both created, we both have life and death, we both reproduce, we both eat, we both need houses, we both need rest, despite the fact that I have all these similarities with the ant, there are a few differences between me and an ant which preclude my communicating with the ant. Now, if I can't communicate with an ant, and we share so much in common in our being created, how is it that I can communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He is so different than me in every single way? Human beings are completely opposite of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need rest, He requires no rest. We are afflicted by slumber, He is never afflicted by slumber. We require food and nutrition, He requires no food and no nutrition. We are passing, He is permanent. We are unable, He's able to do all. There is no comparison, there is not a single cross compatibility between human beings and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not one. You cannot find one common characteristic between human beings and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicates with us. That's amazing. And the reason why this communication can occur is because we have a proper interface. Right? If two pieces of hardware can't communicate, but you get the proper interface to plug those two pieces into, then all of a sudden they begin to communicate. You have the proper driver. So, what's the interface between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. SubhanAllah, that helps you to appreciate what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's status is within this deen. We would not be able to have communicated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent and his heart was prepared to receive the wahi from the angel Jibreel alayhi salam. And that cannot happen with any other human being within this ummah. Only the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could act as that interface. So this is really a great blessing of the wahi. This is the amazing thing of the wahi, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicates with us. Imagine if I said to you, if I called up Brother Tariq and I said, and he says, what are you doing nowadays? And I say, well, I'm writing a book to ants that live in my backyard. I'm writing them a book about how they should live their life. He would say, are you crazy? Ants? They're not even going to be able to read your book. They're not going to be able to understand your book. What are they going to do with the book? In the same way, we have no idea what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly contains. We cannot even begin to understand the wisdom upon wisdom upon wisdom that exists within the Holy Quran. It's just so minuscule. We just touched the surface. Because of our being human, and because the Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's amazing that Allah just bestowed this book upon us. Why should He care? Allah is supreme. If all of us sat down and put our heads in sajda and died in that state, we would not change the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we went out and convinced the whole world to disobey Allah, we would not change the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's wara, thumma al-wara, thumma al-wara, above and beyond anything we can consider or comprehend. So this is a great, great blessing. The whole concept of wahi, the whole fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so merciful that He created an interface for us to be able to communicate with Him. Incredible, subhanAllah.